Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Here's the story of the young Stuart Johnson. As a youth in 1887, he arrived, 17 years old, to Chelan. He is now the region's oldest first settler. He remembers when there wasn't even a trail up McNeil's Canyon. 'Twas full of brush and wild there. The road to Waterville was only a rugged trail up Brown's Canyon. He pushed a bicycle up that canyon on trips to court Carrie Pepper, now his wife. His tall figure straightens while recounting steamboating and road construction experiences and his part in building the Chelan County Courthouse. As a youth, he operated boats on Lake Chelan. Then the swifter Columbia called him, and finally such turbulent waters as the Fraser River, Snitna, Skeena, and Stikeen in Alaska. His grandfather was a soldier in the War of 1812. His father lost a leg during the Civil War. A Midwest pioneer, Johnson's father started west from Nebraska, his hometown Wayne, which, by the way, is 10 miles from where I grew up. Charles Johnson drifted up into the Northwest, and at Ellensburg he heard of Lake Chelan, land of beauty, game, and fish. Without even seeing the charmed land, Captain Johnson left for Nebraska determined to visit Lake Chelan the following spring. So in 1887, with his son Stuart, he headed for Chelan from Ellensburg, a five-day trip on cayuses over the Kalakum and onto the lake. At 16, he said, I was opposed to asking any questions. A storekeeper at Ellensburg must have gotten a kick out of me. As he was making up an order for supplies, he asked, Do you have a cayuse? No, I answered. Probably you'd better put in a couple. Several days of travel brought them to Judge Navarre's homestead on Lake Chelan. It fairly took my breath away that spring day, March 1887, and it still does, even 60 years later. Other families from Wayne joined them, all of whom helped make Chelan a live town. Between Ritzville and the Columbia River, there wasn't a sign of a town or settlement. It was utterly desolate from Willow Springs on down over the breaks to the Columbia. On their hand-built ferry, the party crossed the Columbia with household goods, two cows, two teams of horses. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.